South Canterbury and North Otago farmers are on the precipice of a drought, and NIWA's latest hotspot report shows they have the driest soils in the South Island. Alicia Foon has more.
It's tough going for South Canterbury and North Otago farmers like Timaru-based dairy and deer farmer Kelly Hudson, who was wishing for rain.
The early spring is a pretty crucial time, and this year we just seem to have missed out on virtually any rain at all just around this Timaru area. But South Canterbury, North Otago is pretty generally affected, and dry times coincided with our spring production, so it has the potential to have a fairly big impact if it continues.
He says spring is supposed to be harvest time, but farmers are feeding grain, destocking, and looking for alternative grazing.
We've sold some store stock, we've sold some store cattle at a time that we wouldn't normally do so. We've also put a fair number of our young deer out of the province on grazing, and we've been feeding supplementary feed through September, October to our stags.
He has only seen 250 millimetres of annual rainfall on his patch, when it's usually about 630 millimetres. NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino says the dry theme has been troublesome, and there's more to come.
Unfortunately, when we look at the upcoming three-month period, so that includes October, November and December through the calendar year, we're tipping that rainfall will either be near normal or below normal for the South Island as a whole, except for the West Coast, where we think below normal rainfall. We really need rainfall from the heavens to get into the ground, because that limits the irrigation but also replenishes the streams and rivers, so that if you do have to irrigate, there's water there.
Federated Farmers South Canterbury President Jason Grant, who has several farms in the area, says there's not enough rain to make the soil damp enough to carry them till Christmas.
Yeah, some parts of South Canterbury are in real dire straits. The southern part of South Canterbury, down near Wairunga and into North Otago, bottom of Waimate, they're almost in drought qualification at the moment, really, just about there. I suppose the only consolation is that we sort of live in hope that we still will get some rainfalls before Christmas. December can be quite a wet month in South Canterbury, even though it gets pretty warm as well. So, yeah, we're sort of holding out hope that we do get some rainfalls. But if we don't, going through Christmas right into summer, it'd be really interesting.
The Ministry for Primary Industries is monitoring dry conditions in the area. The Waimate and Waitaki districts have received little rain since autumn, making pasture covers low for this time of year. Waimate Mayor Craig Rowley says it's tough for the community.
It can be quite devastating, obviously, a drought for the farming community. We are an agricultural support town, so we rely on our farmers in the district. So if their income's down, it means that they don't spend money within the district, so it has an effect, a flow-on effect right through the district. It's quite unusual, because if you drive through town, it looks green and lush with the grass growing, but as soon as you get into those foothills, it's very dry. So it will have an effect on quite a large number of farmers, particularly in those foothill areas.
He's encouraging farmers to use the rural support services on offer or to get in touch with him directly. If farmers are feeling stressed or needing advice, they can call 0800 Rural Help. For Checkpoint, ko Alicia Foon, Tēnei.